Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Memphis's Radio.com sports station. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/92.9ESPN. Hoop Cities. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
All right, cash word is dime, D-I-M-E. You can text dime to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right now. And we've had some local winners on our stations here in Memphis. So your chance to win $1,000 is now. So text dime, D-I-M-E, to 72881 on your phone right now. Text dime to 72881. Next chance to win $1,000 coming up at 5 o'clock.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
Our daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're ready to talk basketball recruiting, because basketball recruiting does seem to be the big thing in this market today. Lester Quinones, four-star guard, is expected to announce his college decision any minute, and barring a surprise, that college decision will be the University of Memphis. Meantime, Boogie Ellis is, according to our own John Martin, going to take a visit to Oregon after taking a visit to the University of Memphis yesterday. So lots of stuff going on. We'll dive in momentarily. First, let me quickly set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Dan Walker is going to join me, USA Today national columnist. Talk to him about all sorts of stuff, including the fallout from last weekend's Kentucky Derby. He's been writing and talking about that all week. I'll ask him, are we done with that yet, or we still got something happening with the fallout from the controversy of the Kentucky Derby? Dan Walker going to be here with me in about 20 minutes. Finish that segment, I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, our old friend Rodney Hood was at it again last night. Got 25 points in 32 minutes in Portland's 119-108 win over Denver. So there will be a Game 7 on Sunday in Denver. Talk about that around 444. Meantime, the Sixers beat the Raptors. Marc Gasol was bad again. He got 7 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds in 36 minutes. Shot 37.5% from the field. That's not ideal for a man making $24 million this season. Get into that a little later on this hour. J.B. Bickerstaff reportedly going to interview for the L.A. Lakers job, so good luck to him. We're going to talk nothing but NBA during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins is just like always. And then at 5:30, looking forward to this. Scott Cherry is a former North Carolina Tar Heel, was on that 93 championship team. Former Division I head coach at High Point. He's now coaching Hoop City Elite 16 and under team, playing this weekend in Memphis. That team features Mason Miller, who was offered a scholarship by the University of Memphis last night. What kind of player is Mason Miller? I'll ask Scott Cherry around 5:30. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go, and I'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to. But I want to start with Memphis basketball recruiting, because this is the big topic of the day. As you probably know, Lester Quinones is scheduled to, like I mentioned, announce his college choice any minute now. The announcement was scheduled for 4.
Know how this goes.
In college announcement time, that's like probably, honest to God, yeah. I will set the over-under at 4:37.
Oh, I think that's exactly right.
See, what? Well, probably not exactly right. Like, I probably didn't hit it on the. I can't even make 444 start at 444.
Yeah, but that's.
So that's true. I doubt that I got it exactly right, but I bet it's in that neighborhood. I was talking to my little buddy, John Martin, you know, Cookies X. Yesterday, and he said, well, the Lester Quinones thing is going to be good for you because he'll announce right at the top of your show, and then you'll have that to work off of. Mm-hmm. And I said, John. Have you never dealt with a college decision before?
College recruiting time,
this,
dog.
This dude ain't announcing. This dude is going to announce something while I'm doing four notable stories at 444, I would imagine. But at some point in the next hour, he's probably going to announce his college decision. And unless literally every recruiting analyst connected to 24/7 Sports is wrong, he will announce for Memphis. He would become the fifth member of Memphis's recruiting class. And he would, trivia time, Brad Carson.
Okay.
Trivia time.
Let's hear it.
This, he would become the first top 50 prospect from outside of the Memphis market to commit to the University of Memphis since.
Is it a Barton?
It is not a Barton. First, we're just looking for the year. Then we'll see if we can get the player.
All right. Is it I don't know.
First top 50 player to commit to the University of Memphis when he's a not from the Memphis area, not from the region.
Does it go back to Cal?
No.
Is it Shaq Goodwin?
I'm going to stop you.
No. You're the one who asked me. I'm just trying my best here.
Regretting that already. I appreciate
this is the way this always goes with the Brad Carson Q&A.
I appreciate the effort.
Bring the guy who's,
I appreciate the effort. But
bring the non-expert into this and ask him.
You're all over the place.
This will be fun.
In fairness to you, it'd be like if you were trying to do trivia time with me and then you were asking me hockey questions. Yeah. I'd be like, Brad, what are you asking me hockey questions for?
Hey,
I don't
guys,
know anything about hockey.
Let's ask Brad Carson about college, high school basketball recruits.
Fair point, Cowboy Carson. I put you in a bad spot.
That's what she said.
I shouldn't have done that to you.
That's what she said. Yeah.
When Lester Quinones commits to the University of Memphis, he will become the first player from outside of the Memphis market, the first top 50 player from outside of the Memphis market to commit to the University of Memphis since September 25th, 2012. Yeah. 2012. So nearly 7 years ago, the player was Karan Iverson, who was ranked 36th in the class of 2013. So when Lester Quinones does announce for the University of Memphis, he will become the first top 50 prospect from outside of the Memphis area to commit to the University of Memphis since September 25th, 2012. That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's a little crazy.
So he was a part of that incredible class that Josh Pastner put together. It had Karan Iverson.
Yep.
It had Austin Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
It had Nick King, Dominic Woodson, Pookie Powell, and Markel Crawford. So you had three top 50 players in that class.
Mm-hmm.
They were Austin Nichols, who was ranked 22nd in the country, Karan Iverson, who was ranked 36th in the country, and Nick King, who was ranked 42nd in the country. And you had six players who were ranked in the top 103 because Dominic Woodson was 77th, Pookie Powell was 80th, and Markel Crawford was 103rd. That class ranked third nationally behind only Kentucky and Kansas. And what's remarkable about it is that, unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think I am, not a single one of those players finished his career at the University of Memphis. Every one of them transferred.
Well, and that's why the Karan Iverson one, like, I forget about Karan Iverson, honestly.
You shouldn't.
I know it's significant, and especially on today where we have a player inside of the top 50 that could commit to the University of Memphis.
Karan Iverson transferred. Austin Nichols transferred. Nick King transferred. Mm-hmm. Dominic Woodson transferred. Pookie Powell transferred. Markel Crawford did his grad transfer year down in Oxford. So there were six top 103 players in that class, three top 50 players in that class. The class was ranked third in the country behind only Kentucky and Kansas, and not a single one of those players finished his career at Memphis. That was maybe not the beginning of the end of Josh Pastner, but it certainly played a role in the end of Josh Pastner. If Lester Quinones does commit to Memphis this afternoon, Memphis will then have three in the top 50, just like that class had three in the top 50. And they'll have five in the top 107. And, of course, nobody thinks that the class is going to be done. By the way, shame on me
for
underestimating Lester Quinones.
Yeah.
The young man seems to be punctual because he has already announced his commitment to the University of Memphis.
Here we are, breaking news.
Breaking news. You need to say something about that, Brad?
It is breaking news. It's powered by Radio.com and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class, Gary.
Is that the one Jeff's got?
I don't think he has an A-class. He has, like, a S-class.
So, Lester Quiñones has committed to Memphis. That's five players in this class now. Three are in the top 50, all five in the top 107. And like I mentioned, they are still the leader, the University of Memphis, for Precious Achiuwa and Boogie Ellis, at least according to 24/7 Sports Crystal Ball predictions.
Yep.
However, my little buddy John Martin reported earlier today that Boogie Ellis is going to visit Oregon unofficially. And so what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree it's not ideal. It's certainly not the way, if you're the Memphis staff or a Memphis fan, you would have wanted this thing to unfold. Because in a perfect world, Boogie Ellis gets his release from Duke last week.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis emerges as a serious contender for him. He takes a unofficial visit to the University of Memphis, and then boom, he ends his recruitment. He commits to the University of Memphis exactly like Lester Quiñones just did. But according to John Martin, instead, he's going to now take an unofficial visit to Oregon. Mark Giannotto, the columnist at the Commercial Appeal, retweeted that earlier, and he said, "This is an interesting development. I've wondered the past couple of days, based on speculation I've heard in AAU circles, if Memphis was going to be forced to choose either Lester Quiñones or Boogie Ellis based on their similar skill set. This whole situation is fascinating." And I don't know whether that's right or wrong. Like, if Lester Quiñones committing to Memphis hurts Memphis with Boogie Ellis. But I could imagine a scenario where it does, because I've always thought, when Boogie Ellis became available last week, people immediately started wondering, well, could he play with R.J. Hampton? And I don't think there's any doubt he can play with R.J. Hampton. I always wondered sort of what Mark suggests here. The Boogie Ellis-Lester Quiñones thing, to me, is more of a position problem, because I know that Boogie Ellis is listed as a combo guard, and I know he wants to play point guard, but I think he's probably going to play off the ball, mostly in college. When I saw him last year at Peach Jam, when he had this incredible game, was making shots from all over the court, a lot of that was him playing off the ball, coming off screens, catch and shoot. He didn't look like a point guard to me. Now, in fairness, Kobe White coming out of high school didn't look like a point guard to me either.
Right.
He looked like a 6'5 combo guard. But Roy Williams put the ball in his hands this season, and that's how he emerged into a possible top 10 pick, one and done player. So I've been surprised before, but if Boogie Ellis is your primary ball handler as a freshman, that would surprise me. The way I would envision it, if you could get these players, would be R.J. Hampton as your primary ball handler with Boogie Ellis playing beside him, and I think that would be tremendous. But if that's the way Boogie Ellis is interpreting that as well, now you are basically in a fight for playing time with Lester Quiñones. And poor Tyler Harris.
He's out.
I don't know if he's out, but like,
he's not playing much.
I could envision that, sure. So I guess I'll circle back to what Penny Hardaway said earlier this week, or either last week, when he was asked by Jeff to talk about recruiting. He said it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
It's a puzzle. You're putting together a puzzle here. You're trying to figure out who you can get and what happens if you get that person. If we take Lester Quiñones, does it help us with Precious Achiuwa? I think everybody says yes. But if you take Lester Quiñones, does it hurt you with Boogie Ellis? Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Lester Quiñones and you get Precious Achiuwa but don't get Boogie Ellis, does that help you with R.J. Hampton? If you can tell him, listen, we didn't take Boogie Ellis. You're going to be our primary ball handler. Come on. I'll put Lester Quiñones and Tyler Harris right beside you. We'll have D.J. Jeffries and Precious Achiuwa on the wings. And we'll have James Wiseman in the middle, and we'll go try to make a Final Four and win a national championship. You are putting together a puzzle with these last few spots, and the first piece of the puzzle, at least in the late period, It's now in place. Lester Quinones has announced a commitment to the University of Memphis. I'll talk more with Jeff Calkins about it a little later on. But up next, Dan Walken's going to join me from USA Today.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show, it was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff.
That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Find a burger you'll love with today's Perks deal. $30 of burgers and more from Off the Hoof in Arlington for only $15. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect when it got a cape and he's great. Ovens full of cakes.
You just joined us, Lester Quinones, a punctual young man. Got his commitment done just shortly after 4 o'clock, which was surprising to me because I ain't never seen somebody schedule an announcement for 4 o'clock and, like, actually do it at, like, 4:02. So shouts to him. He is committed to the University of Memphis, fifth member of Memphis's class, which is now ranked fifth in the country under second-year head coach Penny Hardaway. Dan Walken is a former Tiger basketball beat writer. Now he's a national columnist, USA Today. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dan Walken, I won't ask you to break down Lester Quinones' game because I know that's not the world you live in anymore, but he has just become the first top 50 prospect from outside of Memphis to commit to the University of Memphis since Karan Iverson in September 2012. Does that length of time surprise you or no?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because of just the circumstances that existed with the end of Josh's tenure and whatever was going on with W. Smith was not too good. So, Memphis is a place that can get top 50 players from outside of Memphis, but you have to do the job correctly, and you've got to have a coach who understands how to recruit, how to get things done. And obviously, if Penny Hardaway has proven nothing else in his short time as head coach to Memphis, he knows how to get things done.
Are you surprised that he is able to go outside of the market and get things done? I always assumed, and listen, I was the guy screaming, fire Tubby Smith, hire Penny Hardaway. It's the only smart thing you can do. I thought he would load up locally, which is what he has done. If you would have asked me a year ago, do you think Penny Hardaway is going to be able to go outside of the market and beat Indiana for a top 50 kid, beat Duke and Kansas for top 50 kids? I just said, that seems like a stretch. And yet, here it is happening. Does that surprise you at all?
Well, if they end up with the class that it looks like they might have, then I will have to say, yes, it would surprise me a year ago. But, you know, it also, I think, highlights the idea that he's going to have to win, you know, because you only have this window of opportunity to get those kind of kids, frankly, when people don't know what you are as a coach or when people still have the belief that you can have a program that's contending to make Elite Eights and Final Fours. You know, Josh had that at one point. There was a window of opportunity, and that window closed when the reality of what they actually were as a program came into view for a lot of those kids. Well, you know, Penny's going to have a window of opportunity next year. And, you know, if they somehow just, like, squeak into the NCAA tournament and lose the round of 64, then that window is going to start to close. So I think, you know, maybe I shouldn't be surprised that they're able to get these kids, but I think it also highlights that there's an urgency to actually take advantage of it.
There is no question, because I do think that is what happened to Josh Pastor at Memphis as much as anything else, is that very early on he could recruit at a high level. You know, go out and get a Will Barton, go out and get a Joe Jackson, go out and get a Shaq Goodwin,
But once they weren't developing into lottery picks or even first-round picks, or when he was taking projected lottery picks at a high school and then, like, Adonis Thomas isn't getting drafted and you're not going to Sweet 16s, it started to have an impact on recruiting because other coaches were using it against him. Hey, be careful going to Memphis. Joe Jackson was, a top 15 player in his class. Where is he now? Adonis Thomas was a top 10 player in his class. Where is he now? Will Barton was a top 5 player in his class. Got drafted in the second round. That had a big impact on Josh, didn't it?
There's no doubt. And even Will Barton, I will argue forever. Will Barton could not have been really any better in college in his 2 years in college than he actually was. Like, he had a really good 2-year career in college. But he did not get drafted in the first round, and so he's obviously made a lot of money in the NBA. It doesn't matter. Once the narrative sets, then that's going to impact what happens going forward. So that really hurt Josh Pastner, and you just have this very small amount of time to try to get that window basically open for good. And it could certainly go the other way. James Wiseman has an incredible year. He gets pick number 1 overall. They go to the Sweet 16. And these other guys look good. They develop. Well, then it's going to go the other way. But I just think, like, anyone who says next year for Penny Hardaway is not important in terms of the actual wins and losses, in terms of how the players look, is fooling themselves, because it will determine how he's able to move forward 100%.
I'm talking to Dan Walken from USA Today. He's on Twitter at Dan Walken. Obviously, it appears he's going to have a talented roster, but it is also going to be a freshman-heavy roster. There's a scenario where he could end up, if he starts his best 5 players, starting 5 freshmen. How complicated is that? Obviously for any coach, but especially for a still relatively young coach.
Well, it can work. Obviously, Duke this year was an example of a situation where you relied on freshmen and it worked. Now, obviously, people will say, well, they lost in the Elite Eight. Well, sure, okay, but they had an unbelievable season. On the other hand, Penny Hardaway is not Mike Krzyzewski. So, I think that, I think it's doable. I think you have to make sure that you got to fit well. And I think we talked about that last week. I think the biggest challenge for Penny is going to be not just going and saying, I can go get, 5 of the top 20 guys or 4 of the top 20 guys because they're highly rated. You have to actually be able to project what skill sets fit together and make sure that those guys are going to be able to function as a real basketball team.
Would you, this is the last thing on this, would you be concerned at all about how this impacts either the next class locally or Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris? Because they come here, as local decorated prospects, and now it seems pretty clear Penny has recruited over both of their heads. They're going to have a point guard one way or another next season that is more heralded than Alex Lomax. They're going to have a shooting guard. They already have him, Lester Quinones, who is more heralded than Tyler Harris. Does that, as somebody who understands the dynamics of Memphis basketball and local prospects, do these things, how difficult do they become to manage, if at all?
Well, here's what I would say, that over the course of time, if you're in this for the long haul, if you are going to win at a high level over a period of time and not just make it a one-shot deal, I think you're better off as a coach, as someone who's running that program, of sending the message that we don't have to have Memphis kids to win. Now, I think the reality is, you do have to have Memphis kids to win, but I think you all also need to send the message, if you're not good enough, if you're not with the program, if you're not, going to, play the role we need you to play on this team, well, we'll just go find somebody else because we can. I think that is a better way to run that enterprise than to, have to manage, 5 different egos and 5 different families and cater to everybody's specific needs. I think that's where you get in trouble more than anything. But you have to do that if you have no other option. It seems like now he's creating other options to be able to build that roster.
Right. When he went and added Tyler Harris, Alex Lomax, he really didn't have options. He was just grabbing the best guys he could get. with more options, better prospects are available, and now here we are. Just a couple of more things before I let you go, unrelated to Tiger basketball. Obviously, game six tonight, Warriors-Rockets. How big of a deal, this is probably an obvious question, how big of a deal is it that Kevin Durant is not involved?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's amazing that we're now sitting here with two more games to play potentially in this series. Kevin Durant doesn't seem like he's going to be involved in either of them. And yet we're not actually essentially giving this series over to the Rockets. That to me indicates just kind of how amazing this Warriors run has been, that they can lose probably the best player in the world right now, and they still have a good chance to win this series. So I think if Houston isn't able to take advantage of this opportunity, however much last year haunted them, this year is going to haunt them 10 times more, especially given the season they've had. But, they've got to go win the game tonight at home, and they've got to go on the road. But it's, if you can't get this done without Kevin Durant in the lineup, I don't know when you would expect you could ever get this done.
I'm wrapping up here with Dan Wolk. And last thing before I let you go, when we talked last Friday, I asked you for the winner of the Kentucky Derby. You got it right, but it ended up wrong. You had the horse crossing the finish line first, but then he gets disqualified. I know that's been a massive controversy that's lingered really deep into this week. Is it over now, or are we still dealing with the fallout of what happened last Saturday?
Well, I don't think it's completely over in the sense that the owners of Maximum Security are going to try to push this in any way they can legally and try to find any recourse they can find. I don't really think that that's going to be available to them. I tend to think that the result as it is now is going to stand, even though I disagreed with it personally. That's not because I lost money. I will tell you 100%. My pocketbook was not impacted one way or the other by what happened in that race. I did have Maximum Security as the winner. I thought he was the best horse. But I don't know within the rule book what recourse they have. Now, maybe that's an issue for horse racing, that there should be somebody else who can go review these decisions and weigh in whether it's right or wrong. But I just don't see how these owners, given everything that I know about the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission and just the way this stuff works, they can sue and they have the legal right to do whatever. I just don't see how they're going to actually be able to change it.
That is Dan Walken from USA Today. Make sure you find him on Twitter at Dan Walken. Reading him, usatoday.com. Thanks for being here, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you, Gary.
All right, bye-bye. That's Dan Walken, USA Today. Here's the truth. I didn't think this out, think this through too well. I got four notable stories of 444 planned. It's a bunch of NBA topics. I could rant about the anti-Rodney Hood crowd if I wanted to, but it seems smarter on a day like today to spend time on Memphis basketball recruiting. So here's what we're going to do in a bit of a rare occasion. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We're going to take this break. Come back. I'll take your calls on Memphis basketball recruiting. Lester Quinones, top 50 prospect from outside the market, has committed to Memphis. He picks Memphis over Indiana. He becomes the fifth member of Memphis's 2019 recruiting class. That class is now ranked fifth in the country, according to both ESPN and 24/7 Sports. And, of course, there are additions that are expected, specifically Precious Achiuwa and Boogie Ellis. It could get Memphis as high as number two in terms of recruiting classes, maybe in the conversation for number one. 535-3776. I'll take your calls next.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 5 p.m.
This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we made you two perfect fit suits for your TV appearances, so you know how they fit. We take over 13 measurements to achieve that perfect custom fit suit or sport coat. With hundreds of fabrics to choose from, and the suits start at $6.95. It's unbelievable. If you want to experience the custom fit like Penny Hardaway or your favorite talk show host, we can suit you up. And don't forget, we still have two Paul Battinley suits, regularly $5.95, They are two for $7.95, six colors and patterns to choose from, a classic and trim fit from 36 short to 52 long.
So you heard him. If you need a custom fit suit, same kind I've got, you know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Need new tires? Check out the all-new Cooper Discoverer AT truck and SUV tire. With superior highway performance and handling on rocky and gravel roads, now available exclusively at your Walmart Auto Care Center. Cooper Tires, American-owned since 1914. Help Memphis students make a good impression by donating to the Pearls and Neckties Drive for the Employ Youth Summer Experience. Now through May 10th, drop off your new or gently used neckties and bow ties, as well as necklaces and earrings. For more info, visit cityofmemphisyouth.org.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zell is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail store, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner 4 straight years, Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses. They also sell furniture, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, understand that there's a 42-inch kiosk filled with furniture for you to browse through. You can find what you want. They'll get it for you. Remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show to save an additional 10%. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitman Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue. That's right next door to Hollywood Feed. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. The number is 692-6200, 901-692-6200. That's Sleepy Z is on the web, sleepyzzz.com. It's 438 Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. You just joined us. Lester Quiñones, four-star guard, has committed to the University of Memphis. He picked the Tigers over Indiana, becomes the first top 50 prospect from outside of the Memphis market to commit to the University of Memphis since September 2012. That's when Karan Iverson committed to the University of Memphis. As I explained earlier, I didn't think there was any chance whatsoever that he would actually make this announcement anywhere on time because they almost never happen. So I plan to not have this commitment done by this moment. Yeah. So I had a 444 segment planned as normal, but Lester Quiñones at like 404 announced that he has committed to the University of Memphis, and I want to remain on this topic for the most of the rest of the show. So I decided I'd just take you guys' calls. 535-3776 is the number. 535-ESPN. We're going to start with the mayor of Nutbush. It's Mike. Mike, what's up? It's Gary. How you doing?
What's going on, Gary?
Just trying to get through another day. You all right?
I'm doing it, man. I'm Gucci. I'm great.
You're fired up about this Memphis basketball recruiting news, huh?
Man, I am. All right, so today was the first strike of the blow of all the Dan Dockages out there and all these other college coaches that conceded, yeah, he might get James Wiseman. But we struck a blow today to say we're for real. And it's very important that we go out and get these kids that are not just here. We go get these kids all around the country and show them what Memphis is about. And I also want to agree with you on the point that, hey, when you and Dan was talking, the penny has got to be ready for these expectations. Sure. If he's going to step on these people's toes, you got to get kids drafted in a lottery, and you got to go to Elite Eight and Final Fours.
I mean, that is a big part of this. I appreciate the call, buddy. You know, once you get players like this, you have to win with them, and you have to turn them into what it is they want to be. Lester Quiñones isn't really that problem. Again, he's like a borderline top 50 guy. Those aren't the players you have to turn into lottery picks. But, you know, James Wiseman needs to be, you know, a top three pick in next year's draft. If you get Precious Achiuwa, he needs to be a top 10 pick. It's not enough just to win with them. You have to win with them and then have the players get drafted where it is they were projected to go out of high school. Otherwise, other coaches are going to use that against you year after year after year. It's what happened to Josh Pastner. Early in his career, he was enrolling five-star prospects, NBA prospects. It was Joe Jackson. It was Adonis Thomas. It was Shaq Goodwin. It was Will Barton. And none of them turned into what they were supposed to turn into. Will Barton was a top five, top 10 player in his class, got drafted in the second round. Adonis Thomas didn't get drafted. And once you're not meeting expectations on the court as a team, and then those players aren't getting drafted where they thought they were going to get drafted, well, they got to blame somebody, and they're going to blame you, and it starts to hurt you in recruiting. So everybody's fired up, but you know, now that you get players like this, you need to win with players like this. Let's go to Corey. Corey, it's Gary. How you doing?
Gary, how's it going, man? You and Cowboy Carson having a great evening?
We are having a great evening. How about you? You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man. I tell you what, man, big time, long time University of Memphis Tiger fan here, football and basketball. But I tell you what, this stuff gets kind of stressful, man. But definitely great news today with Quiñones. I've been hearing all these top recruits' names mentioned over the last couple of months or whatever. You know, not getting any really no commitments yet. It kind of draws it out, kind of gets kind of stressful, but to hear a drop in the hat definitely is big time, man. Good news, and definitely shows, you know, that you were right all along as far as Memphis can be relevant. Memphis can be a national power, you know, unlike in the Tubby days. Hey, you know, great turnaround by Penny, and I think we got to give, you know, the assistant staff, Coach Miller, Matlock, the 3Ms, Mitchell. We got to get them that credit, too. They out there beating the pavement, man. I mean, putting our brand out there, atmosphere. And, hey, yeah, you're absolutely right. When you get these type of players, you definitely got to win. You can't go out losing. You can't go out losing to Little Rock and all the low type of stuff. You got to go out. You got to win, man. You got to develop these guys. And another thing, you know, drafting – getting in higher-ranked recruits than, like,
Tyler Harris or anything. There's no excuse for Keonis to be starting in front of Tyler Harris, the way I look at it. Tyler Harris got to work on his game, man. He got to polish. He got to be ready to go.
I agree with just about everything you said. I appreciate you calling, Corey. This stuff, fans are fired up about it, but it does impact the current roster.
Right.
If you're Alex Lomax, what is about to happen probably isn't great for you. If you're Tyler Harris, what just happened is not great for you individually. And so.
So, like, he's a top 50 guy. Those guys were ranked
outside of the top 100.
Okay.
They played last season. Sometimes they played because they were playing well. Tyler, especially early. But they largely played out of necessity.
Yeah.
You have to play somebody, and the roster was very limited. The roster is not going to be limited anymore. You're going to be in a real fist fight for playing time. Let's go to Josh in Arlington. Josh, what's up?
What's going on, GP? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You all right?
I'm doing great. I'm excited that we got Lester. That was a nice pickup. I think with Penny recruiting at such a high level and with us getting the caliber athletes that we're getting, hopefully we can see a little bit better what he envisions us doing offensively and defensively. I think he tried to implement a lot of stuff last year that really didn't cater to the player's skill set the best. We had a lot of small guards and didn't really have a shot blocker or a rim protector. So now I think the full court press will be much more effective. And offensively, he wanted to do more of a Houston Rockets type offense. So with us picking up a nice shooter like Lester and just having better players overall, I do think that's going to help a lot. So I'm really excited about the future. But like you said, Penny does have to win, and it's definitely going to impact the players that's on the roster right now.
Hey, I appreciate you calling. Somebody asked me earlier today, what kind of player is Lester Quinones? And he has a reputation of being a great shooter, which I think is tremendous for any basketball team, especially a Memphis program that struggled shooting the ball last season, but also a Memphis basketball program that's going to have James Wiseman in the middle. You need shooters.
Yeah, space it out.
You need shooters to create space. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have either Boogie Ellis or R.J. Hampton, or perhaps both, I guess, and guys like James Wiseman and maybe Precious Achiuwa working around the rim, or at least as high level front court players, having a shooter on the court at all times is preferable. And one of those can be Lester Quinones. And I know the percentages weren't great, but I still think Tyler Harris can be a high level college shooter. He maybe needs to rein it in a little, I guess, but I still would qualify him as a shooter. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. You all right?
I'm doing great, Gary. Look, I want to make a couple of points, and then I want to get your thoughts on how it's gone so far. I remember when Penny first got hired, he was really taken for granted by the national media in particular, and somewhat questioned and compared to Josh in – here in the general area. And Penny came into this job with a better resume as a player, as a high recruit, really compared to how it is today. He was dealing with that media pressure as a youngster coming out of high school. So with his experience, and now they have to prove their recruiting and development of players. He already knocked it out the park, according to you and men like yourself at the high level of the media part of it. I think that he's going to be consistent with how he's been in his career. He's overachieved in a lot of areas. Sure, he was great in college, but they said, what is he going to do in the NBA? He proved them wrong in the NBA and played at a high level. And he's continued. I think his demeanor of not really being in your face as a coach, but a strategist in practice is going to pay off with these type players. What I want to get your thought on, decisions like making Tyler Harris, Lomax, having to make a decision on possibly those young men sitting down, maybe even moving to another college, how does that impact thoughts on the peripheral towards the program because he's going to make those decisions, and I see him as that type coach being able to make those decisions and be able to justify it. I thanks for taking my call. I want your thoughts.
I appreciate you calling. A few things here. I think you can learn a lot about Penny's approach to assembling talent by looking at what he did before he even got to the University of Memphis, when he was just with Team Penny and when he was just with East High School. He showed a pattern of never being satisfied from a talent perspective. Like, he was winning state championships at East High School and still decided that's not good enough. Let's go get the number one prospect in America who lives in Nashville. Let's get him down here. That's James Wiseman. He kept stacking on top one player after another with no regard whatsoever for who was already on his roster. No regard. That's why some of those players left East High School. Like, he won championships at East High School with players and then would just bring guys in over their head, and then they would move out. And so I don't think it should be surprising that he's doing the same thing at the University of Memphis. He went out and got Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris last spring because they were the two best, most attainable prospects he could get. But if you ever thought he was going to sit around and be satisfied with two little sub-100 guards being his backcourt of the future, you were out of your mind. And I'm sure, or at least I hope, Alex Lomax understood that and Tyler Harris understood that. Like, you're the best we can have right now, so we'll take you right now. And if you turn into something amazing, that'll be amazing for us. But we're not going to take Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris and go, well, there's our backcourt of the future. No, 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 no. We're going to take Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris because they're available now and we need players now. And then we're going to go try to get guys 50 times better than Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris next year. And that's exactly what they're doing. And there is no denying it could have an impact. It will have an impact on Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris. And then those young men, if they do find their playing time limited, they'll have decisions to make about how they want to spend the rest of their college careers. But to me, that is a great sign. And if you're a Memphis fan, you should be excited about it. Penny is going to go out and try to get the best players he can possibly get with little regard for how it impacts next year's class, this year's roster. He just wants to have as many good players as he can have right now. That's what he did with Team Penny. It's what he did at East High School, and it's what he's doing at Memphis right now. Let's go to Sam. Sam, what's up?
Hey, Gary Parrish, what's going on? Yeah. I wanted to call in and make a little comparison to what this feels like to me. I'm a partial basketball fan, new to the area, and it's got me excited around here. Huge Alabama football fan, and that's what this reminds me of. When Nick Saban first got hired, he was able to chip in, get some few kind of top-tier recruits late the last second, last recruiting class. The next year following, had the number one recruiting class led by a guy named Julio Jones.
Right.
And this reminds me of that. Penny was able to get in, get some good players kind of late in the last class. This year, he's gotten a full cycle, and he's racking up. He's got Julio Jones, a.k.a. James Wiseman. And I just want to say I'm new to the area, and it's got me excited, and I'm ready to go watch some Memphis basketball games.
Well, that's cool to hear. They've got a lot of longtime fans. Anytime you can add new ones, that's a good thing for the university. So I appreciate you calling. On his point, and you can go back to last year and pull tape from this radio show when Tubby Smith was still the head coach. A point I consistently made is that you can usually know everything you need to know about how a coach is going to be able to recruit at a particular job by his second recruiting class. I said it a million times when people would say, well, you don't know how, like Tubby Smith was always talking about, it takes time. I said, it doesn't take time. Your second recruiting class is plenty of time to establish what you need to establish, get things done. And that's going to be a reflection usually of how you're going to be able to recruit going forward. It's the second class. You get the job in March or April. You pull together whatever you can pull together immediately. That was last year's class with Tyler Harris, Alex Lomax, Antoine Jones, so on and so forth. But the next class, this class, it is usually a reflection of what you're going to get from a recruiting perspective from a basketball coach. And when Tubby Smith's second class was complete garbage, that's what I told you. every class is going to be garbage. That's who he is. That's the recruiting classes you're going to be getting if you keep him as the head coach. I said, the second class, that's all it takes. Now here we are, Penny Hardaway's second class. It's ranked fifth in the country at 24/7 Sports, fifth in the country at ESPN. It is number one in the country right now at Rivals.com. Let's take one more. Peter up in New York City. Peter, what's up?
Hey, GP. So just listening to your other callers, you know, I'm rooting for everybody from Memphis. I love Alo. I love Tyler. But this is starting to remind me of those great Calipari teams, and you tell me if you agree, where you had local favorites, you know, Pierre Niles, Roy Kemp, Andre Allen, who then as the team starts to have top-tier talent come in over those guys, they're still there playing really important non-starter roles. I wonder if you think that this current team that we're about to see is going to mix like that, especially given the fact that there's probably more dominoes going to fall. And I'm also curious, which I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Sure.
I'm glad Lester's here, and I'm certainly celebrating that commitment. But Penny's got me hungry and greedy. So what next domino falls, and how do these mixes compare to some of our favorite Tiger teams of the past?
No,
curious to your thoughts.
Yeah, it's all good stuff, and I appreciate you calling, Peter. As for the Calipari teams that had good Memphis area players, you know, playing roles, prominent roles, but still just role players, I think Willie Kemp's the best example of that. He came in as like, he's a top 50 recruit, I think. If I remember correctly, he's a top 50 recruit. Mm-hmm. And he comes in and he's a starter as a freshman, I think. But then he gets they recruit over his head.
Yeah.
They brought in Derrick Rose over him. They brought in Tyreke Evans over him. And that could end up being what happens to Alex Lomax. It all comes down to, I guess the first thing I'd say is, yes, it does have an opportunity to be a lot like some of those Calipari teams where you bring in guys and then you recruit over their heads.
Yeah, he was a top 50, 46.
And you recruit over their heads, and then they have to settle into roles or leave. So, yes, this is shaping up that way. As for, you know, how it relates strictly to Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris, I think that's decisions they're going to have to make. Like, are you comfortable being a role player at Memphis? Because it looks like at least next year at the start on paper, that's what you're going to be. To Alex Lomax, as long as they get R.J. Hampton or Boogie Ellis, Alex Lomax is going to not be the starting point guard. If they add Boogie Ellis and R.J. Hampton, and maybe already with Lester Quinones, Tyler Harris probably not going to be the starting two guard. And if they add Boogie Ellis and Lester Quinones, then, you know, Tyler's minutes are going to get cut. They just are. And so you got to figure out, are you comfortable with that? Like, is that okay? And that's a personal decision that literally, you know, hundreds of student-athletes make every year. I will say this. I think it is more likely that Alex Lomax would be comfortable being a role player at Memphis than Tyler Harris will be comfortable being a role player at Memphis. Tyler Harris doesn't strike me as the type who is going to be super cool with his playing time getting cut, with his shots getting cut. But what we might find out is that his first year at Memphis was the most prominent role he was ever going to play at Memphis. 26 minutes per game, 11 points. Will he play 26 minutes per game next season if Memphis secures the class that it thinks it's going to secure? I'd bet against that, but we'll see. As for what's next, we've been talking about it for weeks. It has changed some. At one point, R.J. Hampton was considered likely to end up at Memphis, or at least more likely Memphis than anywhere else. According to the recruiting analyst, that is no longer the case. Now, Kansas is considered the leader for R.J. Hampton. Memphis is considered the leader for Boogie Ellis, but John Martin's reporting that Boogie Ellis is at least going to take an unofficial visit to Oregon. So that might get tricky for a variety of reasons. Oregon has a geographical advantage. He's a California kid. They're on the West Coast. You know, if you're Dana Altman, you say, why would you go to the South to play in the American Athletic Conference when you can play in the Pacific time zone and play in the Pac-12? You're from San Diego, California. Would that move the needle? I don't know, but that's where I would start the conversation. So Memphis has real competition, it appears, for Boogie Ellis. And, you know, R.J. Hampton is very much up in the air. Precious Achiuwa has long been believed to be tied, at least to some degree, to Lester Quiñones. And so if that is true, today is an incredible day because Achiuwa is a top 10 player, top 10 prospect. I'd bottom line it this way. I think Memphis probably adds two more players. I think one of them is Boogie Ellis. I think one of them is Precious Achiuwa. And then I think that team is preseason top 10 everywhere. At the top 25 and one in CBS Sports right now, I've got them number six based on that roster. An addition of Lester Quiñones today and eventually Boogie Ellis and Precious Achiuwa. I'll continue this conversation with Jeff Calkins next.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
Want to treat your car right? He's Frampol! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.